Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You want to see Loco?
This is the rhythm of the night.
This is a very important show today. I don't know if people realize this. In fact, I meant to tweet it out. Damn it. I'm going to do that shortly. No joke. Today, on this show, someone is going to win two tickets to the big game. On this show, you might want to call your neighbors, your friends. Now, you know we've been doing this contest for a week and a half now, 2 weeks. Today is the final day. You're going to have one more chance to get registered on today's show. And then in the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to actually pick a winner. Someone will find out today that they are going to see Kansas City and San Francisco Feb 2nd at Hard Rock Stadium. So this show today, trying to think about, you know, we do the code word, and I'm going to give you the code word in about 5 minutes or so. I'll do about 5 minutes after two. We give away $1,000, try to give away $1,000 every day. Give away, you know, Caneswear, certificates, and Dave and Buster's gift cards, you know, and Tucker Duke's.
We're like your rich uncle. Every time you see him, we're sliding you
and
something.
And we feel guilty. We don't see you enough, so we give you a little something-something.
Here you go, Sammy. Take that.
But two tickets to the big game? I mean, I don't know if you've seen it. I saw it today driving down from Boca on 95. All those signs now on the highway,
yeah.
They say big event traffic and, you know, January 26th through February 2nd. And it's going to start ramping up to an epic level. You know what I mean? Like you knew it was coming, and we've been through a Super Bowl here before, but it is right on the doorstep. It will start really. I mean, like you had an event last night, and there's a couple events going on, but really tomorrow NFL Experience starts at the Miami Beach Convention Center, and then Radio Row will kick off on Monday, and it is going to be at an epic level, and tickets obviously are just about impossible to come by unless you're the wealthiest of the wealthy.
I saw the average right now was 11,000.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Now, understanding it's a bucket list item, so I get it, and they only have it once a year, and you know, you want to make sure that you experience one, I guess, in your lifetime. But today, it's 2 o'clock right now. Before we get off the air at 6 o'clock, someone is going to know that they scored two tickets to the big game, courtesy of Jersey Mike's, Lay's, and Pepsi. And that's to me, that's exciting. Call me a radio nerd or a sports dork or whatever, but I think that's pretty damn cool that 4 hours from now, someone is going to find out that they're actually going to the big game.
And you can be a better husband than me, because my wife does it all the time. Hey, can you get Heat tickets? Yeah, baby, I got you. Hey, Panthers, yeah. Dolphins, I got you, man. I got you, baby. The Super Bowl.
Imagine walking in with those tickets. Imagine walking in with those tickets.
I had a conversation with my wife this week. Hey, you have a chance to go to the Super Bowl? I said, we do not, unless you want our kids to get out of private school.
Yesterday, when we were talking on the air about our watch party, so we're going to do our watch party at Dave and Buster's. And a bunch of people texted in, you guys aren't going to the game? No, I'm not going to the game.
I think it's above my financial demographic.
You realize you're listening to us on AM radio. I'm not exactly doing the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon over here.
We got to pick up some weekend shifts. We got to talk to Lynn.
Yeah, if I want to go to the Super Bowl, I first have to go talk to Antoine at a cubicle down here and say, hey, are there any weekend shifts I can pull? So, by the way, speaking of our watch party, so we're going to be at Dave and Buster's. That's going to be obviously Sunday, February 2nd, me, Crowder, Dan Day. Solana's not coming. Dan Day, though, Jay Fig is coming. Maybe a Ronde Gadsden.
I saw OG yesterday.
You can't get a commitment out of OG.
He did the same thing to you. I was like, OG, man, come to Super Bowl.
That's exactly it.
What does ha mean?
That's exactly it. And even when you do get a commitment from OG, it's not really a commitment. So, but he might be there. But we're going to have fun. It's going to be Dave & Buster's, the one in Hollywood. So between Sterling and Sheridan, just east of I-95. The TV's there. It's the perfect spot for us to do a watch party. I really believe that.
Tell OG he has to wear a suit if he comes. Have you ever seen OG in a suit?
I have not. Was he wearing a suit last night?
Yeah, boy. Tan.
With a tie?
No, he had a
tan suit.
He had the tan suit on, had him a little light pink shirt underneath. OG was looking good. It's weird to see OG in a suit.
OG in a suit does not compute.
I laughed as soon as I saw him walking up.
That's a visual I wouldn't mind seeing. All right. So if he comes, maybe we'll have him wear a suit. So we have a loaded potato for you today on this Friday. This and next Friday will be the final two football Fridays of the season. And then, I imagine as the draft comes up, we'll have football Friday. And the Dolphins have obviously three picks in the first round. In fact, we're going to talk today with Omar Kelly on the show. He's out at the Senior Bowl in Mobile. Also going to talk with Lee Sterling today, professional sports handicapper. Dude went 7-0 last week. The dude is 18-4 on our show in 2020.
Ooh.
18-4 on our show
Paramount
this year.
Sports.
Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel, he's going to join us. Cornbread Maxwell was going to join us, and I was texting with him this morning, and we decided to move him to Monday because that'll be our first day at Radio Row, and it's going to be slow. The Monday is always generally kind of slow. I think Walt Akins is coming by to join us in the 4 o'clock hour on Monday. But Cornbread, they've got – I know I told you today's a Zion Williamson free day, but I'm going to have to mention him every now and then. And I wouldn't mind arguing again. I find it to be fun. But they, the Celtics, and Cornbread's a broadcaster now, they've got the Grizzlies. They've got the Pelicans Sunday, and then – or is it tonight?
They've got the, I believe, Sunday, and then they're in Miami
Tuesday. So he'll be in Miami Monday. They'll be in Miami. I don't know if I can get him out to Radio Row or not, but it'll be more beneficial to us because he will have just seen Zion Williamson, and he will be facing the Heat, the day after. So Cornbread, and that maybe will sway you in your opinion. Because the Pelicans play tonight, right?
Yes, they do.
Who they got?
Give me 1 second.
And we're expecting Zion to put up another stinker.
We'll see. You're not baiting me today, baby. You're not baiting me today.
The Nuggets.
No. You're telling me
I can't bait you?
I talked to Channing on the way to work today, and I said, hey, Chan, don't let him get you today, baby.
Yeah.
I talked to myself. Chan, you have more self-control than Hawk.
It's only
205.
It's only 205.
If you hear that today, it's because I'm upset with both of
you. Okay, and you've been upset the last 2 days, and rightfully so, by the way. Rightfully so. So you will fire off Kalicki Taka, and that means what? We need to change the subject, and you're angry?
It means I'm angry, and yes, okay. You need to stop talking about the guy we will not name.
Okay.
Furthermore, on the show, we will not drop his name.
I will tell you this. It's also your job to steer the show a little bit, executive producer. Like, you can't let us go 40 minutes screaming at each other and then tell me afterwards, I didn't like that. Like, steer it a little bit. You're the captain of the Titanic, watching it go down.
I'll be more like Sullenberger from now on.
Yeah, be Sully.
Yeah, landed in the river. Or get to that airport he was supposed to get to if he was good.
Teterboro.
He should have got to Teterboro.
You thought Zion's shots were going to land in the river. I just want to just to clarify, you thought his shots were going to land in the river.
Stop it.
And he actually went 4-for-4 from three. That's all I'm saying.
When I saw his knees, I heard birds.
You said that he didn't have an outside shot.
Over
and
Crowder.
He went 4-for-4 from three. And so I'm saying, in that little narrow view, you can admit that you were way, way off base, right?
3, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3. What the heck is bothering me?
Hey, bro. Over
You're
here,
not
Crowder.
Getting me. He's not getting me today.
When he does it, just 206. You and me. You and me.
Yes, sir.
206.
I got you, Solana. Well,
what does Hawk hate to talk about more than anything?
Nothing. He loves to talk.
I'm saying, but like,
I'm happy to keep up on anything.
Okay, yeah, we got to
find something. Like you, he doesn't want to. We don't want to talk about the AB thing because, like, we're over it. And
right.
I feel like that's a good way to settle things. Hawk brings up the guy we will not name, and you and I just do AB hot takes.
Well, I mean, what's the hot take on Antonio Brown?
Bro, did you see his lime green turtleneck
and the teal
suit?
I didn't. I saw the suicide vest when he had his hearing.
His outfit he wore, he just because he turned himself in now.
Yeah.
He decided to put this outfit on to go to jail. A lime green zip-up turtleneck and a teal suit. Bro, I'm going to show you the picture.
But did he look silly?
Did he look silly? Lime green turtleneck and teal suit. The man is crazy.
Let me do the code word here. Time for the ticket. Super $1,000 cash giveaway. $1,000 just for you. This hour's code word is blame. B-L-A-M-E. Text the word blame right now to 72881. 72881. If you have the correct word, you could win $1,000. Text the word blame to 72881. Your next chance to win will be the top of the next hour, the Hawkman and Crowder simulcast, so it'll be about 3:05. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. This is a national contest, and it's sponsored by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys.
He looks good.
Antonio Brown?
You're going to tell me for somebody who
Sedano,
just left jail.
Sedano wore a turtleneck the other night on ESPN.
No, please, we got it. We'll show you. I'm going to show you during the break.
Okay. I wore better. But he's not wearing a turtleneck.
Oh, you
he's,
wore a turtleneck to that wedding the other day.
I wore it better than Sedano.
What were you doing wearing a turtleneck to a wedding in Miami when like it wasn't even cold out?
It wasn't, but it looks great. I look great in it. Mm-hmm.
I don't think you did. And I'm not to like you're a good-looking guy, and I think you dress nicely and whatever, but that I didn't. Like, your girlfriend DM'd me pictures of you.
Mm. Of him.
Right. And she wouldn't have done that if she thought he looked good. Like, she would, you know what I mean? Like, if your girlfriend is going out of her way to send me pictures of you, it's not because she thought you looked good.
Well, the turtleneck, you have to have some sort of class to be able to pull it off. And, I understand why you wouldn't be fond of it. But guys like Crowder and I, you know, we appreciate class.
What are you putting me in this for?
Yeah, what are you doing there?
You shop at Salvation Army. We all know that.
I mean, class? You have class, and I don't have class? And it takes class to pull off a turtleneck?
Takes
he
class.
Just told you that Antonio Brown was rocking a turtleneck.
He's not rocking a turtleneck, though. He's wearing a jumpsuit that just zips up to his neck. Like,
man,
that's the problem. It does look ridiculous.
And he decided to wear that. He turned himself in. I gotta see this. Check out this outfit. And then he takes off running the wrong way from the reporters, and his attorney turns him around, and he has to walk back past the reporters.
Let me see. I'm going to see if I can look at it. Remember, we used to just talk about his feet. Oh, poor guy. He burned his feet. Now look what's happened. What are the headlines here with Alejandro Solana?
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
The Miami Heat, they're 31-13. They host the LA Clippers tonight, 8 p.m. That game will be on ESPN, and of course, you can hear it right here on 790 The Ticket.
All right. Isn't it also on Fox Sports Sun, I believe? I know you said it's on ESPN, but I like to support our local guys.
Yeah, I believe it is still on the local broadcast.
Okay.
This game, Manso.
Yeah, Manso. Manso could rock a turtleneck.
Manso wears whatever he wants. That's a good-looking dude. Yep, yeah,
that is.
By the way, Paul George.
Oh, my God, I'm looking at it now.
Bro. He turned himself in. So he put that on to leave the house.
Looks like a Skittle.
He does. Looks like a pack of Skittles.
Looks like a pack of Skittles. I mean, that's a ridiculous outfit.
Tropical fruit. The good pack, too. That blue one. Come on, AB.
All right. What else you got, Solandria?
Crowder's favorite person, Mel Kiper, released his first 2020 NFL mock draft.
He's the only person in the world that gets praised year after year for being wrong. Well, it's mock draft.
He should listen to your tape in the last couple of days.
I did it for 2 days. He's done it for 20 years.
Anything else?
He lost me $1 million. I know that much.
by the way, in his mock draft, he has the Miami Dolphins selecting Tua Tagovailoa with the fifth overall pick.
I'm very interested to see if they don't trade if Tua's available with the fifth pick, because imagine this. You go into this season with your eyes set on Tua Tagovailoa. You do well enough that you fall to five, but he gets injured. Joe Burrow shows out as the best quarterback in college football. You've done so well, you can't get him. And what if he gets taken before they select five and they didn't draft trade up because they didn't think that he would be taken? I mean, talk about, like, you know, and obviously they would spin it that they had already decided that they wanted somebody else. But that would be an unbelievable turn of events.
Big knock against Chris Greer if that happens.
But they'll never let you know that they wanted him, though. That's the,
Well, we know. Like, I think we would look at Chris Greer differently if that happens, because we know the approach to last season, where you put a 12-month plan in that failed because you take an offensive tackle from Georgia. And I think the kid will be great,
because,
but he's not a quarterback.
But because the guy wasn't there, but you had the draft stock to trade up if you wanted him. I don't know. I'm fascinated as to how this is going to play out in April. What else you got there, Solana?
Quickly here, LeBron James and Giannis Antetokounmpo were named All-Star captains. The starters were released for the game. The big news down here locally, Jimmy Butler was not named an All-Star starter.
My guy Trae Young was, though.
Yeah.
My guy.
I'll tell you, I'm taking Jimmy tonight on prize picks.
You know what?
He's going to go crazy.
That's actually a great handicap right there.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're exactly right. He is going to ball out.
Oh, I'm not good enough?
Right.
Watch this. Yeah, we can win some money tonight.
What else? Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, guys, finally, this was heartbreaking for me. I'm sure it will be for you as well. James Corden doesn't actually drive when he does carpool karaoke.
You know, I saw the picture of that, and the car seems to be being pulled by something else. You know, I felt that way when I found out House Hunters and House Hunters International.
Heartbreaking.
They're not really looking at houses. They've already bought a house. They're just kind of redoing it. I was disappointed when I found out Baller Wives wasn't exactly what I thought it was going to be when I heard stories.
Crowder was real.
I don't think Crowder was real. I don't think Crowder was real.
Y'all know Fast and Furious, they don't drive either, right?
but that's a movie.
That's 10 years
that's
of money
there's
they're making
though.
Off
there's
riding
something
on a trailer.
There's something totally different about a movie than watching a TV show that is ostensibly supposed to be real. And James Corden looks like he's driving in those carpool karaoke's. He's got his hands on the wheel.
Yeah. So does Vin Diesel.
Yeah, I got you. All right, anything else?
Paul McCartney. Who was that guy?
Paul McCartney from the Beatles.
Paul something.
Anything else?
Yeah, let's get to our Exogen 5-day forecast here on 790 The Ticket. It looks like the cold weather has subsided, and contrary to my take yesterday, did not snow in South Florida.
You had a take? So you're doing takes during the weather?
That's your Exogen 5-day forecast on 790 The Ticket.
Huh. I didn't realize that the weather was cut out for takes. I just thought you report the weather.
You're guessing?
Saturday, February 1st, 790 The Ticket and Radio.com present The Night Before. That's at the BB&T Center, starring Zach Brown Band. You could join us for the biggest big game pre-party in South Florida with Grammy Award winner Zach Brown Band. Tickets for the show are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. They're going fast. The Night Before is presented by Radio.com and us here at AM 790 and FM 104.3 HD2. The Ticket. We're going to do 15 minutes of heat. Ira Winderman is going to join us momentarily.
Y'all got to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. If you haven't been down there, I've been telling y'all about it for a year. I think like 10 years now I've been telling y'all to go to Delaware. You got to get down there. You are missing out on the freshest, the best selection, the best prices on food here in South Florida. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey, lobster, shrimps, all the crustaceans, the scallops, the clams, the oysters, 20 different species of fish, filleted, whole, smoked. They have it all. Venison, alligator, frog legs. Delaware got everything you need. You got to go to DelawareChicken.com to see the entire selection. They have sides as well. You can make a whole dinner now at Delaware. They have cooked food. They have the roasted chicken. They have the pressure fried chicken. That is delicious. You got to get a Delaware. But right now, you're getting ready for your Super Bowl parties. You're getting ready to have people over. You got to pre-order for Super Bowl. And on Super Bowl Sunday, Delaware's open from 9 to 4 p.m. Right there before the game starts, get down to Delaware. They have platters that you can get as many chicken wings as you want, as many stone crabs, chicken tenders, shrimp. They have all the dips, and I'm telling you, the dip is made daily at Delaware, and it's delicious. Salmon dip, fish dip, the buffalo chicken dip's amazing. For your Super Bowl party, get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. I'm telling you, your guests will love it. DelawareChicken.com is the website. Go there and see exactly what you want. You're going to see the prices. They're going to amaze you. The selection is just extensive, and you can call them in advance. They're going to save you time. 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Tell them what you want. Your order's packed ready when you get there for every single day of the week, Super Bowl Sunday. Whenever you need that delicious food, you got to go to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
15 minutes of heat next right here on Hockman and Crowder.
You want to see Loco?
Singing to you, Ira.
Ah, baby.
Let's get it on.
Singing to Ira.
Singing to Ira. 15 minutes of heat. We do 15 minutes of heat every day around this time. Heat hosts the Clippers tonight, 8 o'clock. Heat are 20-1 at home. I am not misspeaking. And lots was being said last night, the TNT guys, about Jimmy Butler not being an all-star starter. So let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Ira Winderman covers the Miami Heat and the NBA for the Sun Sentinel. And Ira, are you ready to get it on?
You know what? It sounds like you're negotiating with me yesterday when you wanted me to move up my appearance by a date so you could have your Friday date with Cornbread Maxwell. And so for people who don't know how the stew is made on the show, so Hockle texts me, can you move it up? And he said, I can't. I have practice. He goes, what about this time? And I'm like, well, that's when Spoelstra is going to talk. Well, what about this time? And he said, that's when players are coming out. And he goes, what about this time? And I said, I don't know when I'm done. Twice I tried to stop interviews. Eric Spoelstra, can you hold up for 20 minutes? I got to talk to Hawk. And he shot me a look. Once I went to UD, same thing. And UD, of course, as Channing would expect, said, Hawk who?
Right.
So instead,
and then
I am
beat
back
your ass.
On it, as usual.
I want to pull back the curtain now. As long as Ira has told you a half-truth, I want to pull back the curtain. Cornbread Maxwell, his number is retired by the Boston Celtics. It's a pretty legendary basketball organization. Cornbread Maxwell has an NBA MVP in his closet somewhere. He's got two rings on his fingers. Cornbread Maxwell is a superstar in the game of basketball.
I haven't been reading as Cornbread for 15 years.
Valid point.
Thank you, my friend.
Cornbread Maxwell could not be more cooperative when it comes to, sure, no problem. Ira gave me a diva response yesterday when I said, how about this time? How about that time? His response was, how about on Friday when I plan for it? And then that was the end of that, and I said, okay, Ira has laid down the law, and now I tweet at him. I no longer use the handle Ira Heatbeat. I use Ira Diva Beat because he's a diva.
But the difference is, after reading that and being stressed out, I just pulled out a nice scotch as opposed to a fruity drink inside a coconut. So again, it depends which kind of guest you are on.
Cornbread Maxwell is going to join us on Monday. I was telling them earlier in the show because they will face, the Celtics will face the Pelicans on Sunday, so he will have seen Zion, and then obviously the Celtics will be in town Tuesday, so he's going to join us on Monday. In your estimation, Ira, was Jimmy Butler wronged by not being named an All-Star starter?
you can't be wronged in a cockamamie system where the fans could vote for their favorite players, including Taco Fall, where the players can vote for themselves, and everyone apparently did. So when you have that kind of sort of, you know, thing about just who's the popularity contest, you accept it. That if they're going to go with Embiid and go with Giannis and go with Pascal Siakam because of their national origins, because of the countries they're in, you just deal with it. The only all-star snubs are next week. If the conference coaches who are selecting seven reserves in each conference don't select a player, then they can talk about being snubbed. I can guarantee you right now that at this time next week, we'll be talking about Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo being selected by the coaches for this reason. They do everything that coaches preach. Share the ball. Play as a two-way player. Celebrate a teammate's success. For any coach to leave either of those players off their ballot in light of the Heat's success would go against everything those coaches preach in the first place. So, no, it's not a snub. They're going to get in the All-Star game. They're going to be drafted by Giannis and LeBron, and they're going to be there in Chicago on February 16th.
But I'm looking at the voting results now, and I'm with you. They're flawed, but if it was a better system, be over Giannis, Joel Embiid, or Pascal Siakam, because Jimmy's fourth behind them in the front court. Should Jimmy be over Pascal Siakam or Joel Embiid?
If the system wasn't flawed.
Yeah, if the system wasn't flawed, he'd be a top three. But here's more where the system is flawed. And it's funny, NBA players pointed this out on Twitter, including Rudy Gobert. Why is Jimmy Butler limited as a front court player? In other words, a better argument for you guys might be, well, Kemba Walker and Trae Young were the guards in the East. Jimmy plays as much guard as he does small forward. I mean, the Heat, number one, play positionless. Eric Spoelstra always tells us that. That's where the NBA is going. And guys, there couldn't be two more similar positions in the NBA than small forward and shooting guard. Half the time, you can't tell who's who anyway. So my two thoughts are this. You should select the 10 All-Star starters regardless of position. It's an All-Star game, number one. Number two, when LeBron and Giannis draft their team, there's a chance one of them is going to draft five forwards anyway, five front court players, because they have the right to do that. Number one, I would get rid of positions. Number two, guys, I get rid of conferences. There is no Eastern Conference All-Star team. There is no Western Conference All-Star team. So how about just picking the 10 best players as starters? The next best players, 24 in total, are All-Stars regardless of conference, regardless of position. That would be the fairest approach, even beyond the voting irregularities.
Ira Winderman is with us. Do you take what happened, another game where they have a large lead and then it ends up going to overtime, but then they end up winning? Do you take that as a positive or a negative?
I take that as this is the three-pointer world we are living in, where everything is a multiple of three. So when I look at the scoreboard and I see a difference of 15 or 18 or 21, I go, okay, that's five, six, or seven shots. That's just the NBA today. It's easy to make up ground that way because of the scoring system. So I think that's just more typical. I think that happens to every team. What I took out of that game and what I took out of the Sacramento game was finding a way. The good teams in the end find a way. And when you look at the standings, there's no asterisk. Oh, they blew a 21-point lead in this game. Instead, the only thing is it shows another win. So my takeaway is the Heat this year have been finding a way to win games that in previous seasons they weren't able to. That, to me, speaks to the fortitude of the roster.
And I'm with you, 8-0 in overtime. I was looking at a stat where the 2000 Sacramento Kings, they were 9-4 in overtime, and that's the record of overtime wins. Nine overtime wins. But after those overtime wins, when I watch Spo and the guys talk, it doesn't seem like they take pride in, like, they don't brag about overtime wins as happy as we get for them.
No, and they know that. First of all, the NBA record for consecutive overtime wins is 9. So if the Heat win their next one, they will set the record. They would rather break the record of 8 right now, so you have that. But they also know how fine the line is. Think about this, guys. In 8 games, if the other team scored one more point, they would have won the game. So if 8-0, and I'm not saying it would be, but with 0-8 instead, we would be lamenting the 23-21 Heat right now. That's how fine a line it is with this team. That's why when you guys ask me every week, are they a contender? Could they win the East? Could they win the NBA? They are walking such a tightrope right now that I'd like to see it be a little more easier, a little bit more confident for them. That's why they don't brag on the overtime. They don't need to go through that. That's 5 extra minutes of grueling basketball I'm sure they would prefer to be able to avoid.
And Ira, the hockey style line change that Spo did last week, like, is that, or last game?
That was funny.
Is that effective, though? These are NBA players. That's effective to the, in the NBA to do a line change like that?
It's effective to make a point. Apparently, under NBA rules, Spo was not allowed to raise his middle finger to all five starters, so we had to sub in five players instead. That's the equivalent. That's the "you guys get the heck out of here" approach. I think the moment is when they look to the sideline and they see five guys going there. That's the ultimate statement you can make. And they've had their awkward moments. It's an awkward starting lineup with Myers, Leonard, and some of the combinations. But that's the ultimate statement. Most coaches don't want to do that. They don't want to make it so obvious and so apparent and so embarrassing to the players. I think Spoelstra had to. I like that. I like that he has the clout to do that. That ain't no one running to Pat Riley or Mickey Arison and complaining about being embarrassed or humiliated because they won't tolerate any of that. That shows how sure Eric Spoelstra is in of himself and how much confidence he gets from others around him in the front office and in ownership that he can do that without having to be concerned about consequences or appearances.
All right, I don't know if you heard me and Crowder the last 2 days, but we have argued harder and more ferociously.
How could I not? How could I not? It was three of every 4 hours.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was two terrible days of radio. We have been reprimanded. Everyone from Entercom is in town for the Super Bowl. We certainly will end up paying for this with our next contract.
Don't kid yourself. Len offered me a 2-year deal for the afternoon spot. So I knew something was going on.
Yeah, you should jump at it. I knew something was off today when I walked in and Brian Monroe and Rashad Butler were standing around. I'm like, you know, when you come in to do a show and it's your time to go on the air and there's two air personalities that are just kind of meandering about that aren't supposed to be on the air, that might be you might know you're a redneck if it reminds me of
that's the equivalent of Spoelstra's 5-for-5 sub out. Okay, you two out, you two in, and then apparently Dan Dave is ready to move over one studio for Solana, so he might have had our own line change, but I digress.
Well, as you know, Crowder and I, we have ferociously yelled at each other the last couple of days, and we're not doing it today, and it's all water under the bridge, and it's over. I've even thrown some bait in the water, and nothing. I can't get a nibble today. So I will just ask you, what do you think Zion Williamson will be in his NBA career? Because you know Crowder and I have different opinions.
I think you both have points. I think Channing is right with this, that he cannot, Zion Williamson cannot be an enduring star with that body. He can't. They need to get a healthy summer with him in a gym to re-sculpt him so he can endure for 3, 5, 10, 15 years, just like LeBron. Look at LeBron's body when he came in and how much he changed that also. You don't want Zion Williamson to be that Corliss Williamson kind of body that's just a big body and he does things with it. But he's very skilled and he's very talented. And now the key is to re-sculpt that body, to keep that body healthy. Almost remember with Dwayne Wade, with the way he kept falling and they kept doing their commercials of X amount of times down, X amount of times getting up, and learn how to play with what he has. I think he's an exceptional talent. I understand what Channing said is not every one, number one pick is automatically great, but there have been drafts along the way. The Shaquille draft, the LeBron James draft, the Anthony Davis draft, where there was that one guy who was head and shoulders above everyone else, and I think this is that draft with all due respect to what John Morant has done in Memphis. So, yeah, I think he's a special player. I think he has an inside game. I think he has an outside game. I don't think he has that one definitive move yet where you can say, hey, he pulled a Zion Williamson. But for God's sake, the guy's 19 or 20. He's just starting also. So, yeah, he's a special talent. He's the kind of talent that there's probably 20 teams in the NBA who would offer their best player for Zion Williamson right now. So I think that sort of sums it up.
And I very political. I think you did a very good job explaining it and picking a positive from both sides. I think there were more positives from my take, too, because he did say it was an outside game as well.
Three, two, one, two, three.
I'm not trying to bait you or whatnot. But Crowder said he's a fat boy and he has his Gatorade bottle filled with drawn butter. Now, do you think that's an overstatement?
Well, there's nothing wrong with drawn butter, which is absolutely delicious to most seafood, I'm not going to go there.
Just on seafood, I put it on my cereal.
Oh, that's another story for another day, and what you do with your Cocoa Pebbles is of no concern of mine whatsoever. But I think Channing is right. I think Channing understands one thing. to resculpture a bad body is very, very difficult. So he can understand that plenty of guys have come in and you go, you've got to do something with that. But the NBA is a baby fat league because the NBA has babies. They have 19-year-olds who come into the league. The first thing that he did, I mean, look, they changed Duncan Robinson. They changed Kelly Olynyk. So that body will change. I think it's going to be interesting. You're going to see one of the things 5 years from now, a time lapse on Zion Williamson's body, and it's going to be a lot different, and you will be eating a lot fewer Frankfurters on the bench, and we'll all be a lot more pleased, including Mr. Crowder.
I'm moving on, Ira, because I'm not letting Hawk bait me today.
Okay.
I was I read something you had on your Twitter yesterday, and Dwayne Wade said Jimmy's crazy fits Pat and Spo's crazy.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah, we had Dwayne's on a conference call. He's going to start with Turner for their Tuesday studio next week when he played the Celtics. And he was just saying it takes a unique person to work in this system right here where they demand you be in the gym all the time, in the workout room, in the conditioning room. Some players have it and some don't. Pat demands it. Eric Spoelstra demands it. And Jimmy Butler wants it. But he wants it under these terms. He felt, I believe, he didn't get it in Chicago or Minnesota and Philadelphia. He wants everyone else in there doing it also. And that's what you see about the Heat. You can look at social media. They're in on off days. When the Heat are not practicing, they're in early in the morning. They're in late at night. So there is a certain kind of crazy. And you know what, Channing? There have been plenty of players who've come through here who have said, this ain't for me. This is not for me. I don't need to put up with this BS. And they moved on. So I think that's what he meant by that kind of crazy. And the Heat always say it. Spo always says that. You have to be unique in this system to want to be here. Jimmy is. Jimmy got a lot of Heat crazy in him.
And what you just said, is that somewhat explaining what's going on with Deion as well?
Yeah, and again, that's somewhat what's going on with Pat Riley and to a lesser degree James Johnson also. You've got to read that in the player. You've got to say, okay, he showed me 6 months of Heat crazy, 2016, 2017, when both players were great at the end of that 30-11 finish. But you have to be able to project that out. But will they stay with it? Are they just looking for the contract? Do they have that mental ability to stay with it? And I think Pat Riley, because of that mistake, is going to be very careful now. That's why he likes veterans. He likes to know who you are and what you've been and have a better idea whether you could fit in or not. Those have been two mistakes by Pat. I don't know what's going on with Deion. Every game I sit there, he never comes out for warm-ups. He never joins his teammates on the court until after the anthem when he walks out. So that disconnect is real and probably not solvable.
Ira Winderman, no disconnect here. I think Ira has done a mitzvah by kind of bringing everyone together. Very rabbinical of you, Ira.
I was afraid you were going to say it's a Shonda. Happy weekend, fellas, and Shabbat Shalom.
See ya, Ira. Shabbat Shalom to you as well. You want to throw one of those in there?
Shalat Shalom.
Shalat Shalom, everybody. Shalat Shalom. Shallots. Shallots and Shalom. Scallops. Can I get the scallops? Speaking of drawn butter. Can I get scallops and shalom? There you go. That is your 15 minutes of Heat. Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel there.
When you're watching a Heat game, you're watching the Super Bowl, you're watching any sporting event, you're hanging out, you're eating dinner on a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday night. If you need delicious food, guys, go check out Publix Miami Dolphins Pub Subs. They are delicious. They brought it out this season for the Miami Dolphins season. We had tailgates. Everybody loved them. If you have not tasted the Miami Dolphin Pub Sub, you got to get to Publix and check it out. Crispy chicken tenders, boar's head bacon, lettuce, tomatoes, cheddar cheese, and tasty garlic parmesan sauce. It is a staple in my diet. My kids love it. My wife loves it. It's awesome. But we've been eating Pub Subs our whole life. Y'all know how good the Publix Subs are. You know how good the fried chicken is, rotisserie chicken. Those hot and spicy chicken wings are amazing. You love Publix, and they're the official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins. So you got to get over there for all your needs, all your watch party needs, all your tailgating needs. They have platters if you have a bunch of people. They feed dozens. The platters feed dozens. They have drinks, ice, beer, chips, snack sides. Publix has it all. And busy moms, busy dads, this changed my life. You can have your date night. You can take the kids to the zoo. You can hang out, go fishing, whatever y'all like to do as a family, and still have your watch parties because Publix.com will deliver. Get all that delicious food that you love to get from Publix, and now you go to Publix.com, they'll deliver it to you. So you enjoy your family, enjoy your day, and also have that food ready so when you want to sit down and watch that game, all your tailgating, watch party, and dinner needs, get it at Publix and Publix.com, where shopping is a pleasure.
All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You want to see Loco?
Can I get your hand to ride on? Just a piece of leg to bite on. But I'm not to fly my kite on. Do you
790 The Ticket and JetBlue Vacations. Want to give you a JetBlue Vacations package that includes two round-trip travel certificates and a $1,000 travel certificate for hotel, car rental, and activities. Register to win right now at theticketmiami.com. Click on contests. Speaking of contests, on this show today, someone is going to win two tickets to the big game. I'll explain it all in about 10 minutes or so if you're not aware, but someone on this show is going to win two tickets to the big game. It will happen today before 6 o'clock.
Makes me feel good.
Super Bowl ticket prices, according to MarketWatch, are nearing $9,000. Here's a little bit of what they had to write at MarketWatch. The average price is $8,904 for tickets to the Super Bowl. In fact, tickets purchased through Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the NFL, is higher than any other year in the past 6 years, the company said Wednesday. Currently, 21% of customers purchasing tickets to the Super Bowl through Ticketmaster are from Kansas and Missouri. 20% are from California. The cheapest ticket still available to purchase on their site costs $4,644. Compared to StubHub and SeatGeek's cheapest tickets, which cost $4,130 and $3,590 respectively. Those are nosebleeds, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, if you want, like, a couple of nosebleeds, they'll set you back $7,000.
I'm talking about way up there.
Ticket IQ, a site that tracks ticket prices across multiple resale platforms, also indicates that this year is likely to be the most expensive for buying tickets on the secondary market to the Super Bowl. The average resale price for this year's Super Bowl reached $8,100, up from $2,500 in 2013 when the 49ers last reached the Super Bowl. It's a highly coveted ticket for several reasons. I think Kansas City travels very well because it's been so long, and the fact that it's in Miami makes it pretty, you know, appealing to people. They go, you know what? Let's go spend a few days in Miami. Weather's nicer than wherever they're coming from. And if we can score tickets to the game, we'll score tickets to the game. So I think it's because of the city, I think that would have a lot to do with it.
And the 49ers have some diehard fans.
That is true. That is true.
From back in the Joe Montana, Steve Young days and their kids, and there's diehard fans in both cities. And you know what? I think this matchup, people talk and say, yeah, they're confident in this.
It's a great matchup.
You don't really know what's going to happen.
The spread on the game is a point or a point and a half.
That shows you all you need to
do. Do you have a feel? We're going to talk with Lee Sterling today, and again, we'll get a more concrete Super Bowl pick from him next week. But do you have a lean right now? It's Kansas City minus a point and a half.
You know I'm an NFL insider on radio.com.
So I
do a lot of hits.
I am aware of that, yes.
But I'm saying when they ask me to, because everybody wants that, you know, that take, is that I don't know if the 49ers can keep up with Kansas City on the scoreboard if Patrick starts going off.
Right.
And we've seen it two games in a row, playoff games. The Titans had a lead. Patrick Mahomes went off. The Texans were beating their butts.
Beating their ass.
Patrick Mahomes went off. Down 24-0, 28-24 in one quarter. I think that's what's going to happen. It's on Jimmy G. And it's funny. I know Jimmy G was 6-for-8 for, what, 77 yards. You know he has a 400-yard game this year.
I was
going to
ask you. I haven't looked at his stats, and I didn't watch enough Niners games to know. Can he pass them out of a deficit, or do they have to run?
They have to run, but he can – he has enough weapons with George Kittle and, what's his name, Deebo Samuels. He has some weapons, and I've seen him win games with his arm, but that's the whole thing. Are they going to run the ball? We know what KC is going to do. They're going to throw it 50 times. Can they run the ball 20 times and have Jimmy G throw it 20 times and keep up? And I really do not believe they can keep up. Now, the 49er front four, if they can stop Patrick Mahomes and get to him and stop it and not give him enough time, then they have a chance. But if – as we and we're gonna, I'm saying like we're gonna bet. We're gonna bet.
We're gonna.
And we're gonna put the money. I'm gonna put the money on KC. If y'all
I think I'm leaning towards Kansas City as well. All right, so in the next hour, when we begin the simulcast here at 3 o'clock, I'll explain to you that someone's going to win tickets to the big game. We've got your next code word, your chance at winning $1,000. We'll talk Dolphins with Omar Kelly, Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. Got a lot of stuff to get to here as we continue along on this Football Friday.
Over 41 years, J&K Roofing's been South Florida's premier roofing company, fixing, replacing, and restoring roofs here in South Florida. You don't do it for 40 years without being great. They specialize in residential and commercial. No job too big, no job too small. Just give them a call. They'll watch out for you. And when I talked to Donnie, and he said, you know what? You know how we're around for 40 years because we figured out what customers want. They want quality and service, and that's genius, and that's what J&K gives you. High-quality roofing material and extremely skilled workers, experienced, respectful, and professional, and they don't spring up hidden charges. They're not going to give you a price on Tuesday, double it Wednesday, triple it the following week. J&K doesn't do that. You're not in a market for over 40 years by trying to mess people over, and they guarantee your roof will be built to last. And in South Florida, it is a different place to do roofs now because of all the hurricanes, the tropical storms, the temperature change, the moisture. J&K specialize in roof restoration and waterproofing, getting your roof working the perfect order, and they will get rid of mold and moths that can cause future damage, as well as waterproofing. A branch falls and hits your roof, they're not going to say you need a brand new roof. They'll come and waterproof that area. They'll fix the shingles right there, and they will get your roof working the perfect order to protect your palace. Shingle roofs, gravel roofs, tile roofs, they do it all, and residential and commercial, like I said. But for the commercial customers, they are a 40-year business. They don't want to disrupt your business while installing or repairing or replacing your roof. They'll meet with you in advance and talk out a time and a schedule where you can keep your business going, and they'll get a beautiful roof on that business to protect that business. The best roofing company in the world is J&K Roofing. Call Donnie or Julio at 954-961-ROOF. That's 954-961-7663 for J&K Roofing.
All right, you know we endeavor to take all the stations. Papa, the Hockman and Crowder simulcast is coming your way in just a few minutes. And we do have a loaded potato on this Friday. In fact, I'm guessing we'll have a montage, right? An end-of-the-week montage from Dan Day?
We will.
All right, so we'll have an end-of-the-week montage. Someone is going to win two tickets to the big game. That's going to happen on this show today. We've got your next code word for your chance at winning $1,000. Imagine having an extra $1,000 burning a hole in your pocket. There's lots going on today, and no Zion Williamson talk for your pleasure. Now with Retson. I don't know what that means. Old reference. All right, we're taking a quick break. We'll come back with the simulcast next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.